When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Welcome to the show
with the three amigos, Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop from each other, Deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest Dolphin, to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Grizz, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show.
Yeah!
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show! What's today, Thursday?
No idea.
No idea.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it. Crowder will be joining us. He is en route to a hotel room. I don't know where. I don't know how that sounds, but that is the truth. He is en route to a hotel room.
At least not in a closet.
I mean, yesterday's show was definitely in a closet. It was hanging clothes in a closet. These Miami Marlins, I mean, you'd be remiss if you were doing a show in Miami and you didn't start. And again, I'm keeping an eye on LeBron. Adam Schefter had a thing today where he says, my gut's telling me Miami.
Yep.
And now, admittedly, Adam Schefter is an NFL insider, not an NBA insider. But as Omar Kelly pointed out on Twitter, like, these guys are tied in with agents and agencies, and very rarely would someone say something without maybe some modicum of knowledge. But again, let me hear it from Shams or Chris Haynes or, like, you know, Schefter may just be guessing, but he said Miami is the destination that he's feeling.
Schefter has broken NBA news before.
He has.
Like, just randomly, he'll break news for ESPN.
Yep.
I don't think he'd have this over Shams.
No.
But, Yeah, I mean, who else should we be hearing from on this? Who else in the sporting news-breaking world would you like to hear from on this?
I mean, again, we talked about it yesterday. I think the decision has been made for a while now, and I think that there is a rhyme and reason as to when and why they're going to announce it whenever they do. Miami is certainly in the running. You've never heard anyone say absolutely not, and that would be easy to do. My gut still tells me Cleveland, but I would not be that surprised if he's like, yeah, I loved Miami. I think they still have a house down here, don't they? If they don't have a house, they're down here all the time.
Yeah.
And this is all about happiness. And then I saw today that LeBron, wherever he goes, he does not want to be the centerpiece. It's one of the reasons that he's talking about taking minimum money is because he does not want to be the centerpiece. Well, if you play with Giannis, you're not the centerpiece. Giannis and Bam. Now, Donovan Mitchell, of course, you could make that case, but, I mean, Harden? Like, I feel like you're still the centerpiece there.
They'd have to trade Harden. That'd be my guess. They'd have to move Harden.
I guess.
Hawk, from the very beginning, when he announces he's leaving the Lakers, I felt like it was Cleveland or Miami. Those were the only two. Golden State would be fun. I just don't think LeBron would stay in the Western Conference, because to me, this for him is the last opportunity to go win.
The easiest path is in the East. There's no question about it. You don't have to go up against Jokic all season long. You don't have to go up against Wemby all season long. Like, there's no question.
Come to the East, and the only two legitimate suitors would be Cleveland, obviously.
You could throw Philly in there, too.
I think Philly's interesting, but he's going to go to another team.
That's the weird part.
Another team, it just never made sense to me. I could be wrong. He could be signing the contract with Philadelphia right now. I don't know, but it never made sense to me. Philly, Boston was bandied about a little bit. It was Cleveland or Miami. And I, gut feeling, in my heart of hearts, believe LeBron James still wants to win another championship or multiple championships and play for championships. And to me, that's why Miami, after getting Giannis Antetokounmpo, is just so much more enticing than going to Cleveland.
And by the way, the brain trust that was here when he was here for the four seasons, still here. And his easiest path to the finals four times in a row was in Miami. Period, end of story. Did it four times in a row. So it's certainly a possibility. And I do believe that there could be a farewell tour, a double bookend to his career. One final season in Miami, followed by a final season in Cleveland. I don't put that past him, because I think that might be a proper way to end his storied career.
Why cap LeBron at this point? People have been trying to cap his career, end his career for years. Why are we capping LeBron at one more season? That's what
Well, that's the thing. Why couldn't it be two more seasons?
Three.
Could be as many as he wants.
Honestly, yep. I mean, this is a dude that has done nothing but be excellent at basketball.
Yep.
And at 41 years old, continues to be excellent at basketball. And now he has the opportunity to end his career how he wants. Yeah, Cleveland would be great from the storybook ending standpoint, for sure. Like, nobody would deny that. It would be great to see LeBron hang it up in Cleveland. But why does he have to do that this year? I don't understand why everybody is just assuming, or a lot of people are assuming, that he's going to go back to Cleveland for 1 year and call it quits. He can go to Miami for a season or two, compete alongside Giannis Antetokounmpo under the tutelage of Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra, who have proven to him that they can improve his circumstances to win year after year, and then go hang it up in Cleveland for a season.
Easy. So, but I don't want to get bogged down in that before we talk about the Miami Marlins, because the Marlins, it's a staggering run of success right now. They may have been close to 10 games under 500 in May, right?
Nine games.
So they were close to 10 games under 500. And they are, what, 8 or 9 games over 500 now?
Yep. 51 and 42 are the Miami Marlins. They have the 6th best record in the majors. Only 5 teams have a better record than the Marlins. The entire AL, the American League, is a dumpster fire. So it's just the Braves ahead of them and the Phillies ahead of them by, what, a half a game right now? Which, by the way, you play the Braves and you play the Phillies, The Marlins are legitimately going to have a chance. They're going to hold their own destiny to beat the Braves and the Phillies after the All-Star break and a couple series against those two ball clubs and literally be able to win their division and make it to the playoffs.
Well, let's not, again, I know what you're saying about the American League. They've still got, what, four games left
before the All-Star break?
So let's hope things continue down the path that they're headed down. But they are fun as hell to watch. They're just fun. And like we talked about yesterday, I don't think it's an aberration. I think they have legitimate skill. I think I was listening to Tobin today where he was saying, there's no gaping hole anywhere.
Right, right.
Like, you don't look at their lineup and go, oh, my God, the outfield is so bad. I don't know how they're doing this with that outfield. I mean, they have quality at just about every position. So it's been fun to watch. It's been completely surprising to me. As much as I disagreed with Clayton McCullough pulling out Eury Pérez, yeah. I applaud what he's done this season and last season. And Peter Bendix, you were an early adopter on Bendix. I was not a believer, and he has proven everyone, or certainly me, wrong with the results this season. Again, still in the first half of the season. Things can happen. But, man, for me, July 9th, this team playing as well as it's playing, surprise, surprise, I applaud everyone in that organization.
It's fitting that the only team in the American League right now that has a better record than the Marlins
is Tampa.
The Tampa Bay Rays. Like, yeah. It's just fitting that it's working out that way. The Marlins, as we stand here today, have a better record than the New York Yankees, which I just love. And, Hawk, the one thing Tobin said today that really stuck with me, he opened up the show with, this doesn't feel fluky, because they've already had their setback.
True.
If they were going to fold, it would have been after May, where they were entering May on May 31st, 8 games below 500. Like, they would have just kind of fizzled out, and we'd be talking same old Marlins, same old story. And it doesn't feel fluky to the point where they're just going to have, like, this catastrophic end of the season because they're doing all the right things properly. And I don't know, man. I'm really going to regret tweeting out when Clayton McCullough pulled Eury. I'm not watching the Marlins anymore this season. I'm really going to regret that tweet because I've been watching the Marlins every single night.
You could have been Billy Gill, who called for his firing, which was a little extreme.
I learned from you. Don't call for anybody's firing.
That one will come back to haunt you, as it did with me and Paul Maurice. Let's get headlines. We have a really good show today. I like to call it a loaded potato. Mike Cugno is going to join us, and Rod Allen, Marlins broadcaster, is going to join us so we can give some love to the fish. So let's get headlines here. Start out the show. Crowder will join us once he gets situated in a random hotel in a random city. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami at a Domino's game. You'll always find your abuelito. And when you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia.
This is interesting from the Milwaukee Bucks GM yesterday, John Horst. He spoke to media, or he had a sit-down with The Athletic, I believe. But either way, he had some comments regarding the trade that they ended up accepting from the Miami Heat and why they chose the Miami Heat. And he said, quote, "The Miami opportunity presented us with the best path in totality, and that's why we did the deal. But again, there's a human side of this and a respect factor of Giannis. And what's best for Giannis was to execute the Miami trade." Hawk, we were unsure. Does Milwaukee have any reason to perhaps acquiesce to what Giannis or what's best for him and maybe his desired location because of the way things ended? And it's clear as day now that
your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop.
Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
A, both sides hated to see each other go, but it was probably best moving forward. And B, the Bucks were still willing to do right by Giannis Antetokounmpo. He clearly wanted to come to Miami, and it might be the reason that ultimately he's in a Miami Heat jersey.
My guess is it is the reason why. Because pound for pound, Jaylen Brown is better than anyone they got.
Best player that would have been available to them via trade.
Now, again, you could talk about all the pieces and draft picks and all that stuff. But if they wanted to replace a superstar with a superstar, they had an opportunity. I think they did right by Giannis. Again, that falls into my line of thinking, and I know a lot of places don't feel this way. I do. I thought the Heat owed Dwayne Wade something, the Hassan Whiteside season where he ended up in Chicago. I thought the Panthers owed Sergei Bobrovsky something. Like, I do believe there are certain players who meet this threshold of, hey, do right by them, because you couldn't have gotten any more out of them than when they were with you. And Giannis certainly reached that threshold in Milwaukee.
The difference between Giannis and Dame, Giannis won them a title.
Sure, yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
So, like, there's as much as maybe the relationship soured by the end of last season, he won that city a title. So, you know, they probably feel like they're forever indebted to him because of that. And they want to leave the door open to a nice return at the end of his season.
Correct. Although Portland did owe Dame better than what they did to him.
For sure.
They did. Whether he won them a title or not, he was owed. He was the ultimate team guy. Portland, Portland, Portland. Even when he was playing with
CJ McCollum.
Yeah, and Scoot Henderson. Like, right. I don't know. He may have been the season that he was gone. But, you know, like, just he was owed better than what they did to him. And he's back, and it's obviously water under the bridge. But
the Jaylen Brown stuff, you were gone for that trade. I can't remember, outside of the Luka debacle, because I don't think we'll ever experience something like that again, where everybody unanimously is like, what are the Dallas Mavericks doing? The reaction to that trade, Hawk, the next morning was like, what did the Celtics just do?
You're talking about the Jaylen Brown
trade. Yeah. What did the Celtics just do?
I think they, and who Ira said it to us earlier in the week, that it literally was a hard cap situation.
Yeah.
I think it was... I don't think they really cared for him. I think that's pretty evident. And I think they felt they had crossed a line with him being so publicly available in the Giannis trade that maybe there was a genie that wasn't going to be able to be put back in the bottle for the upcoming season, that maybe you lost him a little bit. And so I feel like Brad Stevens just felt at that point like, hey, we've got to make a move. Whatever it turns out to be, we can't go into next season with them.
There is a World Cup game today.
Yeah.
Thank God. We've got footy back. France is going to play Morocco during our show at 4 o'clock.
An hour and 45 minutes from now.
I don't know if you're interested in perhaps laying down a little wager or two, but you let me know.
Nah, I'm good with the roulette portion of the app.
What have you done for the last, 18 hours since we've been off the air?
I did play some Ambien-induced roulette last night, which I didn't find out till this morning. When I saw that I had made a withdrawal.
It's a good move by you.
There's zero left in my account.
Vet move by you. That's going to be dangerous.
Going to be dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. And $0, I imagine it didn't go well in your Ambien-induced state.
Did not win one number.
So that's happening today. The Marlins, as Hawk mentioned, they do play today as well. It is going to be another 6:40 p.m. first pitch. I imagine the LD will have the roof closed today because it is a scorcher in South Florida.
Who'd they place on the IL? Is it Owen Casey?
Yeah, Owen Casey.
Yep. Yeah.
Bummer. That's tonight against the Mariners. The Marlins, by the way, they can sweep their seventh series this season, I believe. Yeah, their seventh series sweep of the season. And those tickets, by the way, are still $5 if anybody's interested.
I thought there was – I watched on TV last night. I thought there was a decent crowd last night for a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Like a Wednesday night against the Mariners? I thought there was a decent crowd.
Even Tuesday.
What was the announced crowd? Do you know the attendance?
I have no clue. I'll check.
Even Tuesday, like, it was pretty decent. Yesterday, it was definitely more people in the stands. But this is what happens, right?
Yeah.
They start winning. People are going to start going.
I mean, but that's anywhere. I don't, like, that's not unique to Miami. And I don't blame people, by the way.
Yeah, once you have a little hype around your team, people are going to start showing up to the games. And the hype, like, a lot of baseball accounts outside of South Florida, just MLB accounts.
People are into the Marlins.
Are in on the Marlins. I did a hit on BetMGM a couple weeks ago, or on Saturday, actually. And these dudes were based, like, one in Dallas and one, I think, in the Northeast. And while we were backstage before the hit, they're like, man, the Marlins are fun this year, man. Yeah. Marlins are fun.
I can't find the attendance.
It was 10,545.
Not great.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, a normal Wednesday night against the Mariners would have been 4,000. Yeah.
3,000.
I'm not kidding. Yeah.
Your weather, scorcher. Legit, hot as hell outside. It's in the 90s today in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the low 80s. That weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate.
If it gets announced that LeBron is coming to Miami, your reaction will be what? Like complete elation?
Euphoria.
Like the first time?
Not like the first time, but yeah, euphoric.
And if it's Cleveland, if it's not Miami?
I'd be a little bummed at this point because I've almost convinced myself is going to happen. I've convinced myself this is the best spot for him.
It is the best spot for him.
Basketball-wise.
Yes.
He's won here already. All the reasons we talked about. And, Hawk, if it was going to be Cleveland, why wouldn't he have already announced it? Like, if it was going to be Cleveland, why would he be holding on?
Well, why hasn't he announced it anyway?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we're both in agreement that he's got to know already. He can't be weighing choices still, can he?
What, Minnesota?
No, I think, again, between Miami or Cleveland, like...
Yeah, it's going to be euphoria because once again... The Miami Heat steal LeBron James away from Cleveland, which is just funny to me.
Right.
The idea of the national media losing their minds once again that LeBron would dare choose Miami over some of these NBA cities that they believe deserve a true champion. So you know
the
hate.
Also, there would be criticism, even though it would be completely unfair. There would be criticism. Oh, Giannis is going there, and so now he's going to go to a place that you knew you never was going to go before. Like, there would be a little bit of that, because we've talked about that a little bit. I don't think it affects his legacy at all, but yeah, he'd be having an easier basketball path.
And we're the epicenter of the NBA again.
We're the epicenter of sports. We've got Leo Messi on Inter Miami.
Yep.
We've got the best hockey team, I believe, assembled in the NHL.
Easy.
We have Malik Willis
mm-hmm.
with the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We've got the Marlins.
Otto Lopez.
And Yuri Perez. The Hurricanes played in the national championship. They're coming back with arguably a better quarterback. Like, Miami's feeling it right now.
Darian Mensah, baby. Darian Mensah. I was reading an article this morning why this is going to end up being Mario Cristobal's best roster since he's been in Miami, coming off an appearance in the national title.
I mean, you throw LeBron into this mix? Holy hell.
Cocky Miami fan is back, baby. I cannot wait.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Lying. All right, Mike Cugno is going to join us in the next segment. Does he know it's National Sugar Cookie Day is the question.
When's the last time you think Mike Cugno had a sugar cookie?
When's the last time Mike Cugno had sugar? Cugno is going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry. You're not. But I know McDonald's.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Well, before we get to Mike Cugno, the soccer tournament is here. We're giving away a soccer swag bundle valued at about $300 from Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. And if you want a chance to win, the code word today is KIT. K-I-T. That's how they say Jersey.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or Kit Harington.
Or Kit from Knight Rider.
That's right.
But that would be K-I-T-T. Anywho. Kit Kat. When's the last time do you think Mike Cuno had a Kit Kat?
He probably can't recall the last time he had a Kit Kat.
Text the word KIT to 20357. That's 20357. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. If you want to win the soccer swag bundle from Sinbad Sports, text KIT to 20357. Mike Cuno from CBS4 is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. When's the last time you've had a Kit Kat?
Oh, man. I might sneak one in on Halloween. Just one or two of the little minis here or there.
Seems
doubtful. But yeah, I can't remember. Kit Kats aren't even like that great. So,
what's your go-to candy bar? I know you don't eat candy bars, but what would be your go-to?
Crunch. I used to love Crunch bars, and we go to the movies. You get like the little Crunch, like
the
little
bunch of Crunch.
You put it, bunch of Crunch, and you throw it in the popcorn.
I don't like that, but I do like the bunch of Crunch.
Okay, well, you could just sit there and be wrong, but it's fine. Yeah. A little salt and sweet.
I mean, come on, what are we doing here? I mean, popcorn.
What do you mean?
Popcorn kind of stands pretty well on its own. Bunch of Crunch kind of stands pretty well on its own. This is my take on affogatos, by the way, because coffee's great on its own. Ice cream's great on its own. Why would I want to dampen either one of them by putting them together? And so that's why I don't like affogatos. That's why I don't like dipping the bunch of crunch into the popcorn.
But that's like saying cookies and cream. Cream is good on its own.
No,
cookies
it's not.
Is good
what,
on
what
its
do you mean
own.
Cream is good on its own? Where? When have you had a bowl of cream?
Well, the cream inside the Oreo is delicious.
Yeah,
and the cookie is delicious too. Why mix them together? Well, because they go great together.
No, yeah, because they don't stand well on their own. That's the whole point of it. When have you ever said, you know what I'd like right now? A bowl of cream.
Bro, you know what? I can tell you just went on some bougie vacation because your first combo that came to your head was avocado. Not even like peanut butter and jelly or cookies and cream. Like what happened to you? You've changed in these these last 2 weeks. Also, the problem is Bunch of Crunch. I'd finish it before the previews were over. So there's also a way to, you know, elongate the snack throughout the movie.
Today is also National Sugar Cookie Day. I can't imagine you had one of those in a minute.
Why'd you call me today?
So let me ask you this. I want to talk about the Marlins. I really do because they're worthy of being talked about. But let me just ask you something that I asked Solana at the beginning of the show. If LeBron chooses Miami, what's your reaction going to be? And if LeBron doesn't choose Miami, what's your reaction going to be?
So if he chooses Miami, my reaction is going to be buckle up because I was an intern when the decision happened. In fact, I was on South. I remember perfectly. I was on South Beach with Adam Cooperstein. I was his intern. He was Joe Rose's intern. And Coop ditched me to go to Dwayne Wade's watch party to go get Dwayne Wade's reaction when LeBron made his. So he left me at a random sports bar, no car. In South Beach, but it's just buckle up because I remember also the piece of advice because I was also a producer at that time and it was the Heat or the lead. It was that simple. Like no matter what, the Heat were the lead story, and that's how it would be again. So if he comes to Miami, the Heat will likely be the lead story, night in and night out for this market. I don't want to say like no matter what's going on, but it'd be hard to top them as a story with LeBron James coming back because they're an instant contender status
But would you put them at the top of the East? I would. I think they're better than the Knicks if they had LeBron, Bam, and Giannis.
I don't know. I think it would honestly be like some sort of kind of like a horse race at the top of the East because I think a lot of the teams would be very close. Like you have the Knicks and you have the 76ers. I think I would drop Cleveland down a peg because of this. If they got him, I think he'd move to the front of the line. But I think it'd be a horse race where it's like you got these teams that have 55 to 60 wins and kind of just see who ends up slotting there 1, 2, 3, or 4. But it would come down to, between probably the top of the East decided by a couple games, not by much. But if they don't get him, the reaction would be, I want to say, but it's like now the East is top heavy in a way that I think the West would be top heavy. You would have a couple teams, especially if you went to a team like Cleveland, because I think Cleveland, New York, Philly now are just kind of at this same tier. And if you don't want a guy who's going to win a championship or has been there and done that, LeBron's the guy. And now the Knicks also have those guys. Whereas if you went out west, you'd be kind of, I think, behind. Even if you went to like the Warriors, he'd obviously still be behind, I think, the Spurs and OKC out in that conference.
What's the reaction if LeBron does end up choosing Miami, Cuno? We haven't really been able to figure out, are people going to have this same animosity towards the Miami Heat with LeBron on it once again, like they did in 2010? Probably not to the same extent, because the circumstances are different, but can you see this same like target on their back if he comes and he joins Bam and Giannis?
I don't think the national vitriol will be there like it was last time right out the gate because of everything that went down with the decision. But I think Miami fans in general will invite it, because that's kind of like what we like. And that us against the world mentality, I'd never seen anything like that, where it really felt like night in and night out. It was Miami Heat fans versus everybody else. And maybe a little bit of that comes, but I think LeBron maybe is a little different person from then to now. It's not like, you know, as he says, like his college years were here, where it's almost like a brash thing where, oh, I'm just going to team up with D-Wade and Bosh, and we're going to go not one, not two, not three, not four. I think it's a little different now. I think his role changes no matter what team he goes on. I think for each team, it'll be a little different. But yeah, I don't think the national media will hate Miami like it once did. I think LeBron's just kind of a polarizing guy in general. You'll have the haters, and then you'll have his defenders as usual, but it won't be like it was in 2011.
But I was just curious, your reaction, not necessarily what the league's reaction is going to be, but your reaction, will you be elated if LeBron is coming here as a Heat fan, and will you be dejected if he goes to Cleveland?
I would be elated if he came here, because I just think the story's great. It's like it's LeBron 2.0, but it's a different version of LeBron, and you have a different cast of characters around him. I think it'd be awesome. If he went to Cleveland, to me, I think that's like the least exciting storyline of all the options. So I just be like,
really,
meh,
but,
okay.
but it would be pretty obvious that it would be his farewell season, though, if he went to Cleveland.
Right, but it's like, but that's it. It's just like he's going home for one last thing. Because imagine this: if he goes to Philly, he can do something that I don't think we've ever seen, maybe in sports ever, where he goes to Miami, wins a championship, goes back to Cleveland, wins a championship, goes to LA, brings him a championship, and then would go to Philly and possibly be a champion. And then I think really the Michael Jordan conversation has to stop, because if he could go to the championships followed him wherever he went, there they went. If he went to four cities and brought them a title, and they were there because
right,
of him.
Right. If he made some sort of NBA tour and every single place he stopped at, he won a title. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that.
That's why I think Cleveland
MJ
just kind
didn't
of
win
like,
one in Washington. Yeah.
Right. I mean, what were you doing, Jordan? Like, come on. You had everything you needed.
I think it'd be great if MJ came back for one more season with the Bulls. like let's do LeBron one final one in Cleveland this season, and MJ.
MJ sits in the corner with the cigar and just launches threes.
I just saw Barry Jackson tweet out that Dolphins have one national TV game in the preseason, Giants and Dolphins, but then it says ESPN, which owns NFL Network, is going to black that game out locally, giving CBS4 exclusivity for that second preseason game. Look at you swinging the big one, Cuno.
Well, what's, you know, that's all me.
All right, let's talk Marlins. So Marlins are worthy of being talked about. Do you think this is some sort of aberration, or do you think, hey, this is a playoff roster?
No, I think this is a playoff roster, and it's not because it's like, well, if one thing falls apart on this team, I think they're in trouble. I think they're showing there's different ways to win. They can power their way back into ball games. I mean, Roberto Hernandez hits that big eighth inning home run the other day. Kyle Stowers has pop. Joe Mack, no, not the greatest hitter, but there's power there too. Otto Lopez, for as much as he's been average hitter, he can leave the park. I think there's a lot of different ways the Marlins can beat you, and I think maybe the most overlooked way that they're probably getting all of this done might be defensively, and I think you just look to Joe Mack joining this team behind the dish and what that's meant for this organization. I think that's maybe one of the more underrated call-ups of the year when it's all said and done, if the Marlins don't make it. But look, I think you can see a clear change in his team once he got back there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, Cuño. Is that not the craziest part about this entire turnaround from this team? It's not that, you know, they got their guys who were injured to start the mm-hmm. season healthy. It's not the fact that some of the prospects have kind of turned into guys we expected them to. It's not even the fact that the Bendix, trials starting to come to fruition. It's the fact that they called up a catcher who,
yeah,
in a month is leading the MLB in catching guys stealing second, and that was like the spark to this entire turnaround.
It really is. So you look at the pitching now, outside of Max Meyer, because obviously he started most of the year unbeaten. Basically what it means is anytime your starter puts like a guy on first, the other team has to really think about how aggressive they want to be against the Marlins, knowing that Joe Mack is back there and can kind of eliminate a leadoff guy pretty easily. They don't have to necessarily get him at in the batter's box. There is that potential that they could be thrown out at second, and it's higher than most teams. He's at above 40% right now for throwing guys out. So just that element, like those are the things that this is the thing that made me fall in love with the 03 Marlins team, was how small ball they played and how the little things, the fundamental things were always there. And it was kind of like a really unique team put together. And that's where I look at this team. I think there are things they need to work on, but they're still young and growing. But the fact that they're able to have fun and they're showing that their talent can win games and they've hit on some of these guys, that's to me what is really makes me believe that they're going to be a playoff team come the end of the season. I just really think they're going to be there in the mix, and at the least they're going to be a tough out, like a very big problem for other teams who might be trying to make the playoff.
You're not considering doing a feature on Joe Mack, are you? Because you did one on Matt Mervis and wrecked him.
Anyone else? Would you like me to do a feature on somebody? Like, am I the mush? Like, is there anyone you'd like me to
do a feature on? Solana.
We feature Solana most Sundays on.
I know.
And look what it did to Uruguay. I mean, they haven't been the same in the World Cup.
Erroneous.
In fact, it infected USA against Belgium. I thought I was watching Uruguay out there when I was watching that match.
That's right. Well, you know, it's funny. The last question I had to Solana the other day on the show was, real quick, now that Uruguay's out, who are you rocking with? He's like, okay, of course the United States.
Look what
and of course
done.
They lose 4-1.
And now he's speaking great about Joe Mack, too. You're killing us. You're killing us, Solana. Hey, somebody points out on the chat, and this is fair, if Jordan was able to just pick the best teams and move every couple years, because it was a different league back then, you couldn't do that. They're saying if Jordan was able to do that, he'd have racked up a championship wherever he went as well. He didn't.
But we've seen guys like KD moves around from team to team that have.
Well, that's why he's not in the conversation of who's the greatest of all time.
Right, but he's one of the greatest scorers of all time, and he has a title. And he was a guy who went to Golden State to go do it. But when he went to Brooklyn, I mean, they were like a toenail away from going, but they missed opportunity when he was in Phoenix, or hasn't really gotten there with the Rocket. So, I mean, I guess, yeah, but also, why would Jordan have left any of those Bulls teams? They were loaded.
He wouldn't have, because we saw Jordan without Scottie Pippen never won anything. So without Scottie,
yeah, but no. He goes and teams up with Charles Barkley. I mean, they laughed their way to a championship. I mean, that's just the reality of it. I'm sorry. I know how much you love LeBron. I do as well. But MJ is far and away the better basketball player.
I don't know. I think they would have gotten like Detroit Pistons, like rough and tumble, like with those teams. I think it still would have been tough back then. I won't necessarily think they would have walked away with titles every single year.
Cuño.
What?
Cuño.
Yeah.
He's right.
Look, I'm a young man. I don't remember the
80s. I know. That's right. I mean, this is ridiculous.
No, don't back down, Cuño. No, you're right.
I don't know if you saw on Instagram the other night. I posted video from the show. I ordered in Flanagan's, and I'm so old that instead of French fries, I got coleslaw. How do you feel about coleslaw?
No, because you're young.
No. Not that you would do French fries because you wouldn't eat that, but you would get vegetables. You would never get coleslaw.
No. Yeah. Never get coleslaw.
Yeah. Young people don't like coleslaw. Old people, like,
like salad swimming in mayo.
Yeah.
But it's not even salad. It's like the worst possible type of salad.
Cabbage
just
is
cabbage.
Delicious.
It's like
cabbage
the bottom of the mixed bag that you buy from Publix. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't agree with you. But I did agree with you when I was your age. And then I got to be my age, and I'm like, ooh, cold, refreshing coleslaw.
At your age, you just
and a
need the fiber any way you can get
oh,
it.
Oh, I mean, my favorite smoothie is Miralax.
But Cuño would never eat coleslaw because it's just mayo.
It's mayo and sugar. Yeah.
He's not eating that.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Cuño, do you keep your car clean?
No.
No? Wow, we had it.
No, life of a reporter, like every reporter's car is just a mess. You got credentials everywhere. You got clothes everywhere.
Really?
Like rain jackets, umbrellas, hats. Food, because like you're sometimes you're eating on the go a lot. No, my car is not clean.
Did not see that coming.
Suits,
we had talked about you having a fastidious life and a clean car.
No, everything else for me is usually pretty clean. Like the car is my deep dark secret of where it's all messy. You open my car, it's just a mess.
I had you going every Monday morning before going to work, el car wash.
Right, vacuuming it out.
Every Monday he does that.
He can't get his week started.
The problem with el car wash is you got to do it yourself.
Not my wheelhouse either. All right, Mike Cuño from CBS4. We love you, Cuño.
Love you guys.
All right, take a break. Come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.